Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that had some great news earlier this week. We celebrated it on this show, and I couldn't wait to speak to Gordon Chang about it. I'm talking about the news of a new, outspokenly pro-American president elected in South Korea in something of a surprise. And to find out what that means for us, nobody better to speak to than Gordon Chang, who is author of The Coming Collapse of China and The Great U.S.-China Tech War. He, before that, wrote the first serious book exposing the North Korean nuclear program and missile program. And what about those two new ICBM systems where they had tests this year? Is that a serious escalation indeed? Gordon Chang, reachable on Twitter, and he is a prolific tweeter, and at Gordon G. Chang. It's at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. Gordon, first of all, a new president, we're going to have to learn to say his name. He represented a more conservative People's Party. Yoon Suk-yeol, do you think it's accurate to describe him as pro-American?
Certainly. Most of the campaign was focused on domestic issues, as most presidential contests in South Korea are. But when they did talk about foreign affairs, Yoon was so much more pro-America. Lee Jae-myung, his ruling party opponent, is extremely pro-North Korean. And if Lee had actually won, I think that he would have put the U.S. alliance with South Korea at risk, because he certainly wants the U.S. out of the peninsula. He wants some accommodation with North Korea, probably unification. So this was an important win for the forces of freedom and democracy. And even though by just a very slim margin, nonetheless, it's a great victory.
And it should mean, have either of the candidates in this election taken any positions on the current epic struggle going on in Ukraine?
I don't think that they did. Really, when they were focused most on housing prices, huge unemployment for younger South Koreans. And when they did talk about foreign affairs, it was about what is South Korea's proper relationship with North Korea and with China. Lee was very pro-Pyongyang, pro-Beijing. Yoon wanted to step up the relationship with the United States, certainly to reaffirm the alliance. And also, the other issue was THAAD, the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Missile Defense System, that the United States had installed and was very controversial, at least among leftists. So the THAAD system, it looks safe for the moment, and there very well may be more emplacements of this crucial missile defense system.
Well, all of that is good news. What about the two new missile launches, which involve a pretty sophisticated ICBM system, don't they? That's by North Korea.
Yes. Well, North Korea had demonstrated in 2017 that it had a missile that could reach any part of the United States, the Hwasong-15. But during that time, they've made improvements. And recently, we have seen a number of tests, including the two most recent ones, which points to the Hwasong-17, which will be an improved version. North Korea never stops improving its nukes and its missiles, even when they don't test. But right now, with this spate of testing, it's clear that they have made substantial improvements in their technical capabilities.
I'm wondering about whether you think that Kim Jong-un, the dictator of North Korea, is watching events in Ukraine with great interest. And if he sees that the threat of something nuclear by Russia is enough to keep America from supplying the other side even with the weapons they want, does that send a message to the North Koreans about the importance of their nuclear weapons and their potential use?
Well, there are a couple things here. First of all, the United States has a treaty obligation to defend South Korea. So it's a very different situation than with regard to Ukraine. With Ukraine, the United States only had obligations under the Budapest Memorandum of 1994, which were quite minimal. But I think that what Kim Jong-un took away from this is that everyone knows that beyond its legal obligations to Ukraine, the United States privately made assurances of protecting Ukrainian sovereignty, and we have failed to take that, to honor that. And the reason why this is important, especially for Kim Jong-un, is because Ukraine entered into the Budapest Memorandum along with Great Britain, Russia, and the United States because we wanted Ukraine to give up what was then the world's third largest nuclear arsenal, which they inherited on the breakup of the Soviet Union. And so Kim Jong-un looks at this and says, well, what happened to Ukraine when it gave up its most destructive weapons? And I think that that, of course, even further buttressed Kim Jong-un's determination to hold on to his nukes.
Even in terms of conventional warfare, without U.S. involvement or direct involvement, South Korea has a formidable military, doesn't it, that could certainly fight effectively against North Korea if necessary?
Yes, but it has been eroded largely because the United States and South Korea have not been participating in these, conducting these large-scale drills. And we haven't done that in order to placate Kim Jong-un. This was, I think, a fundamental mistake made by President Trump. We should have continued to exercise because the North Koreans continued to exercise their military. Now, South Korea needs the United States. We have an integrated command, so South Korea would have a difficult time fighting without the United States there. But we are there, and the commitment is rock solid, and not even somebody as feeble as Biden would walk away from this one. If there's anything that Kim Jong-un saw, was basically that Biden is not capable of deterring foreign adversaries. So that's what I worry a little bit. Remember, we had so much more, you know, Britain, EU, the United States, have an economy, combined economy, 25 times larger than Russia's, and yet Russia still invaded because there was a fundamental failure of deterrence, which you can ascribe basically to one man, the man who sits in the Oval Office.
And what about Japan rearming? Is that something that Koreans can look on with support or suspicion?
Certainly suspicion. Even to this day, Japan and South Korea have had very tense relations. Even though both of them are treaty allies of the U.S., they're not treaty allies with each other. And especially during leftist administrations in South Korea, including the current president, Moon Jae-in, they have always ramped up this animosity towards Tokyo. Tokyo was very happy to see Yoon Suk-yeol elected. And I think that the relations with Tokyo and Seoul are going to get better under a Yoon administration.
Well, that's certainly good news for people on every side of the alliance and every side of the Pacific Ocean. When does Yoon officially take power?
In May. It's quite some time. I think it's going to be something like May 9th or 10th, which is when Moon Jae-in's five-year term ends.
That's Gordon Chang. You can reach him and learn quite a lot, as I always do whenever I have the great privilege and honor of speaking to him on the air. It's at Gordon G. Chang. Don't forget the G. Coming up, famous hate crime hoax. And what does it mean? And why did the judge speak particularly harshly to Jussie Smollett? We will get to that and to more coming up on The Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show.
Outrageous.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medved show, there's a piece by David Brooks that's very important in terms of understanding the end game, if any, in terms of what is going on in Ukraine right now. The title is "This Is Why Putin Can't Back Down." And it's not an attempt to justify Putin's situation. He said today, by the way, Putin said that there was encouraging news, he said, Putin, in the negotiations. And the idea that they might reach some agreement to stop the killing. Look, I think old people of goodwill would appreciate that, but it's not going to involve, I am very sure, the extinguishment of Ukraine's independence and continued future as a democratic nation. David Brooks writes, "The war in Ukraine is not primarily about land. It's primarily about status. Putin invaded so Russians could feel they are a great nation once again. And so Putin himself could feel that he's a world historical figure along the lines of Peter the Great." And part, by the way, of the Putin fascination with Peter the Great is Putin's a little guy. He's 5'7" at most. And Peter the Great was 6'8". At least. Some people say he was a full 7 feet, so he was ready to play basketball. I mean, the guy was big, especially for somebody who died in 1726. I mean, come on. In any event, he wants to be a world historical figure, does Vladimir Putin. And David Brooks writes, "The Soviet Union was a messed up tyranny, but as Gulnaz Sharafutdinova says in her book, The Red Mirror, Soviet history and rhetoric gave Russians a sense that they were living in a country that was in many ways unique and superior to the rest of the world. People could derive a sense of personal significance from being part of this larger Soviet project. The end of the Soviet Union could have been seen as a liberation, a chance to build a new and greater Russia, but Putin chose to see it as a catastrophic loss." Paul Kangor was talking about this. "One creating a feeling of helplessness and a shattered identity. Who are we now? Do we matter anymore? Like identity politicians everywhere, Putin turned this identity crisis into a humiliation story. He covered over any incipient feelings of shame and inferiority by declaring, 'We are the innocent victims.' They, America, the Westerners, the cool kids at Davos, they did this to us. Like other identity politicians around the world, he promoted status resentment to soothe the wounds of trauma, the fears of inferiority. In the first years of his reign, he rebuilt the Russian identity. He reclaimed parts of the Soviet legacy as something to be proud of. Mostly, his vision of Russian identity revolved around himself. By parading as a powerful figure on the world stage, Putin could make Russians feel proud and part of something big." Vyacheslav Volodin, then the Kremlin's deputy chief of staff, captured the regime's mentality in 2014. "There is no Russia today if there is no Putin. This grand strategy seemed to be fully vindicated that year, 2014, with the successful invasion of Crimea. Having reclaimed this land, Russia could strut like a great power once again, more and more. Putin portrayed himself as not just a national leader, but a civilizational leader, leading the forces of traditional morality against the moral depravity of the West." In that sense, he can't back off because he is claiming that this is somehow a threat to Russia's very identity, its prestige on the world stage. And oh, and now there's this. In the New York Times, they're covering Russia accuses the U.S. of supporting a biological weapons program. Oh, no. In Ukraine at UN Security Council meeting. U.S. and Ukraine vehemently deny the claim, warning that Moscow may be pushing disinformation as a prelude to its own use of such weapons. Now, this, of course, has been a preoccupation of one of the hosts on Fox News. And it is so bizarre and so clearly wrong, because what you're talking about is you have to go back. If you believe the theory and the charges that Russia is making and the charges that are being made by some on Fox News, that the U.S. has been supporting biological weapons in Russia since 2005, then you have to believe, okay, it started under the Bush administration, and then Obama comes in. And yeah, no problem. We're going to continue with this. Now, do you think Obama was eager and the Democrats eager to find anything wrong with the Bush administration? Do you realize how ferociously they jumped on the story of Abu Ghraib and the prisons in Iraq? And if something like this had been going on in the Bush administration, they would have been slammed. And by the way, it has been fact-checked everywhere. No, there are no U.S.-funded bioweapons labs in Ukraine. False claims are going viral on social media. Several viral social Facebook posts are falsely claiming the United States has biological laboratories in Ukraine. Examples of widely shared Facebook posts can be seen here and here, but the rumor hasn't just been spreading on Facebook. InfoWars, a website that promotes conspiracy theories and fake news, they very heavily support the conspiracy theory that 9/11 was the work of the Bush administration. And they claim that Sandy Hook was a setup, it didn't occur. And the idea that this is exactly what Chinese officials have been saying in their propaganda. It's what Putin has been saying, that the UN ambassador was saying today. And it is shameful, frankly, that there are Americans who are trying to get attention in the media by echoing this crap. I mean, my goodness, it's Alex Jones published a story on February 24th headlined, Russian strikes targeting U.S.-run biolabs in Ukraine. There are no U.S.-run biolabs in Ukraine. And if Russia is saying they are, well, they're in Ukraine now. Point to where they are. Let people know. Moscow said it uncovered this fact as its forces pressed deeper into Ukraine. Well, guess what? They were claiming this before they even invaded. The claim was vehemently denied by the U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas Greenfield. Vasanen Benzia, Russia's U.N. representative, told the U.N. Security Council that Russia had discovered truly shocking facts related to what he said were at least 30 Ukrainian laboratories working on diseases, including anthrax, cholera, and the plague. We will be right back on the Medved Show with a plague of disinformation about hate crimes and Jussie Smollett's verdict. That and more coming up.
Michael Medved.
You are such a riot.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The International Criminal Court has opened an investigation into the war in Ukraine as pressure mounts to prosecute Russian President Vladimir Putin as a war criminal. On CBS, Stephen Rapp, former U.S. Ambassador at Large for War Crimes, was asked, how does that come about?
The first way that they can build it, and it may be sufficient in this case, they can look at the pattern of the attack. It would mean that he's an international pariah. It also means that he can't travel anywhere, no more summits. because he'd be putting himself in danger.
The case against Putin could come together quickly as the list of alleged violations grows. The bombing of a maternity hospital, the shelling of civilian targets, and an attack on a nuclear power plant. A bomb cyclone is headed up the East Coast this weekend, with snowfall totals ranging from about 4 inches in northern parts of Alabama and Mississippi to maybe 13 inches in northern Maine. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Michael Medved Show, just speaking about the current obsession about the totally groundless, baseless, ridiculous charge that there are multiple bioweapons labs that are being operated and funded by the U.S. taxpayer in Ukraine. And again, the Russians can't get their story straight, because what the story said today from their statement at the UN accusing the U.S. of running these bioweapons labs that are going to infect all of Europe with desperate and horrible diseases, that idea was contradicted by the fact that they said, oh, we invaded Ukraine to stop this, which is one line of Russian propaganda. The other is, we just discovered it recently after the invasion. None of it true. And the whole idea, when I was mentioning about if this would have had to start in the Bush administration, and if that had happened, the Obama administration would have exposed it. What interest would the Obama administration have covering something up like this that his predecessor had done? And when Trump came in after Obama, if Trump had seen that Obama and Bush were doing this kind of bioweapons illegal research in Ukraine, very dangerous, Trump would have used it as a grounds for attacking Obama or attacking Bush, if it had any truth to it at all. And no one can suggest that this was just started under the Biden administration. I mean, it's too recent. They claim, in their claims, it has been going on for years. Something else that's been going on for years, a very popular series of movies. And because of a special guest coming up, we are going a little bit out of our regular order to talk about two big movies that are available this weekend. Fanfare from Hollyweird, please. Okay, I will admit, I kind of have in the past enjoyed most of the Madea movies. and they're gross, they're silly, they're full of slapstick. Tyler Perry is hilarious. He's also a very gifted writer and director. He plays both Madea, gun-toting granny, and her brother, Uncle Joe, who is very politically incorrect. Madea, of course, is female. Tyler Perry is not. But they are certainly on the same target course in the new movie, Tyler Perry's A Madea Homecoming. He had said he was going to give this character a rest. Well, now she's back. And she has had close to 20 very popular films and very successful films. In this one, her great-grandson is graduating from college. He's valedictorian. And there's a whole family reunion gathering to celebrate that event. Listen.
Hallelujah!
Yeah,
hallelujah!
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
The hell are you doing?
I'm gonna make this big for my great grandson's graduation barbecue.
I know you want barbecue ribs, but do you have any room for a roasted brown?
What the hell? You gonna buy me another damn treat?
Okay, that's a scene at the very beginning where Brown, the neighbor, actually lights himself on fire accidentally. That's the kind of humor you get. The one thing about Madea movies is she's a churchgoer. And they are very sweet in one level with concern for other people and values that actually skew a little bit conservative. It's one of the reasons that, given his tremendous success, Tyler Perry doesn't get the kind of attention that you would think he would. This film features another cross-dressing star, and there's a Irish actor playing the Irish Aunt Agnes, who is one of the people who is drawn into this celebration and is very funny. Is this great art? No. Is it intermittently very amusing and also very touching? It is. 2.5 stars. Rated TV mature for Netflix. And coming up, it's streaming on Netflix now. The big release this week, which is playing in theaters, and it's also streaming on Netflix, is The Adam Project. And if you liked Free Guy as much as I did, and I thought it was one of the best movies of last year, Free Guy stars Ryan Reynolds. It's directed by a guy named Sean Levy. Same team here. And some of the same delivery. This is a film that will make everybody think of E.T. I think it's deliberately evoked and make people think a little bit of Back to the Future. A sort of lonely 12-year-old boy who's still mourning his father who just died in a car crash. That little boy finds that there's a crash landing of a time-traveling space capsule that lands in his backyard. And coming out of that capsule is a injured but still very much alive Ryan Reynolds, who's actually that same little boy as a grown-up far in the future, 28 years in the future. And it sounds like this.
Laura, this is me.
Hi. Parallel contact, babe?
Well, you know, you've always said that you wished you'd met me earlier. Here I am.
Do you remember this? Do you remember? I mean, this is happening to me. It already happened to you, right? Unless it works more like a multiverse where each replicates in alternate time.
A multiverse? My God, we watched too many movies.
Okay, they watch a good number of movies to make you think of those films, as I mentioned, when you see this one. The best part of the movie is the interaction between a younger version of yourself and an older, grown-up version of yourself. And also their desire to connect with a father, played by Mark Ruffalo, who has already died when this movie actually begins. But it's time travel, right? The disappointing aspect, and the only disappointing aspect, is there's a special effects sort of sci-fi plot with an evil attempt to take over the world by a Catherine Keener, plays a corporate executive, and then they have to escape from a laboratory just in the nick of time, that kind of thing. That's not worthy, and the special effects aren't particularly great. The part that is thought-provoking and touching, however, is quite notable. And particularly with a fine young man playing the young Ryan Reynolds, Walter Scobell is the kid who plays him and does a fine job. It's rated PG-13 for some action scene and some references to sexuality, but that are actually pretty funny. PG-13, 3 stars for The Adam Project. Coming up, another project that did not work out particularly well for somebody with a great deal of Hollywood clout. Talking about the Jussie Smollett story, he was sentenced yesterday to 5 months in prison, but also a bunch of very substantial fines. And that's not a joke. And Smollett left the courtroom shouting, "I'm innocent, but I'm not suicidal." And the judge had some very harsh words for him. Jussie Smollett's judge, Judge Lynn, spoke of that. But what's the deeper significance? And how is it that people in the Smollett family are indignant that this hoaxer who made up this whole story about a MAGA attack on him that occurred during the Trump administration, and people poured bleach on him and they put a noose around his neck, and he was just minding his own business getting a sandwich at 2 a.m. The whole thing was a hoax. There were brothers, Nigerian brothers, who were paid to stage it. So how is it that Jussie Smollett still thinks of himself as a victim and a hero? We will get to that with Wilfred Riley, the author of Hate Crimes Hoax. We will be right back with Wilfred Riley coming up on the MedVet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wishing a weekend of as much peace and security and positivity as possible for all Americans and for all of the people in Ukraine who are struggling for their lives and for decency. And may we have better days to see ahead for Ukrainians, for Americans, for everybody. Slava Ukraine. Glory to Ukraine. Meanwhile, we have here in the United States a situation. Yesterday, Jesse Smollett was sentenced. He's got 5 months in prison. He's also going to be paying a fine of $120,106 in restitution to the city of Chicago and another $25,000 fine and have 30 months of felony probation. So what does it all mean? Jussie Smollett says, I'm innocent! Hate Crime Hoax is a best-selling book, How the Left is Selling a Fake Race War. It came out a couple of years ago. Wilfred Riley is the author. He is widely respected, a brilliant commentator on a range of issues, but particularly on this one. Wilfred, do you believe Jussie, who left the courtroom after his sentence, holding up his right fist, and his supporters were holding up their fists, screaming that he's still innocent. Do you think there's any chance at all that he's innocent of what he's been charged with, which is a hate crimes hoax?
No. I mean, there's no chance at all. I mean, from what we understand of the hoax, there were three people involved, Smollett and the Olson Dario brothers from Nigeria. And the two co-conspirators have described exactly what happened in exchange for some leniency from the police. I mean, they have in their possession a check that was written to them by Jussie Smollett with his verified signature on it for apparently the amount paid to stage the hoax. I mean, we know from the camera work around this situation that no attack actually occurred. And again, the initial storyline here was absurdly implausible. We don't need to go through the whole thing, but essentially the idea was that two big white goons wearing bright red Donald Trump MAGA hats, carrying a gallon bottle of bleach and a knotted rope noose, ambushed Jussie Smollett in kind of the diverse young professional district of Chicago after they recognized him from the TV show Empire, which focuses on gay rappers. I mean, probably not number one with deep rural Trump supporters. I mean, the whole thing was completely nonsensical. But I will say this. Jussie knows his audience. We're going through kind of the racial reckoning right now. And I mean, his whole point is, you know, I am a black man. I am alleging racism and you had better believe me. Who on the left is going to step up and say I'm just directly a liar? So, I mean, I think that everything, like he made the black power fist as he left the courtroom. So he's definitely sticking to this. The white man set me up thing all the way down the line, even into jail. But no, he is guilty of sin.
He also said to the judge as he was leaving the room, he said, if anything happens in jail, I'm not suicidal. I didn't take my own life. So, and he also claimed that people speaking for him, that he might be killed in jail because he's gay and Jewish.
Yeah, I think
go ahead.
Sorry. I think Jussie Smollett has really read sort of the textbook on how to be woke and how to turn that into money. I mean, not even making a joke here. I mean, his defense at the trial, if you listen to it, was that he is black, he is gay, he is sexually flexible, he is part Jewish. It was literally every imaginable victim category. He obviously implied he's dealing with mental issues. And that was why he shouldn't go to jail. And when he was sentenced, and I think appropriately, 6 months plus a giant fine, I mean, his response was, they're going to try to kill me in jail, white man's after me. He's definitely read the script, and this guy's a professional actor. Again, I think the sentence was reasonable or lenient. I think he obviously did it.
Yes. Do you think that the publicity surrounding this case and the level of the sentence is going to help discourage the whole epidemic of hate crime hoaxes that you wrote about in your book? Because this is not, he's not alone in this. This is going on all the time. Will it be toned down soon, do you think?
I think so. I think that it partly due to my book, which, as you mentioned, was frankly a bestseller without false modesty, and partly due to some of the coverage of some of the more extreme of these incidents, Covington Catholic, I mean, the Grand Rapids alleged urination on a black woman, a black girl. I mean, I do think that more focus has been brought to the fore regarding the fact that this is a problem. I mean, if you look at the majority of the most high-profile racial incidents in the recent past, like Smollett, Covington, the Nikki Jolly house fire, you know, Central Park dog gate, Air Force Academy, where a general went to scold the cadets about racial conflict, and back to Duke lacrosse, Tawana Brawley. A whole bunch of these have turned out to be fakes, and people are starting to notice. I think what makes this case stand out is what you outlined very well. There was a punishment. I mean, we could wish for maybe a year in jail, but Smollett got 6 months. He's fined almost $130,000. He's on felony ankle monitor probation for 3 years. So I think that actually taking these guys and charging them with something other than, you know, 30 days for a false police report, that's obviously part of making people commit the crime less, because this is a crime. I mean, you're falsifying an allegation of something very serious, a racial brawl or a sexual assault. That's what these cases are. They're not jokes.
No, they aren't at all. And your book makes it very clear to everybody how serious it can be and what it means for our country. The book Hate Crimes Hoax, it came out originally in 2019 in hardcover. It's available everywhere. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. And Wilfred Riley, let me wish you only the best this weekend coming up. There's a story that I wanted to go out with today because it's a hopeful and I found it a deeply, deeply touching story. There is a woman in Ukraine, Irina Manyukina, who hurried back to her family residence in Bila Tsverka, the largest city in Kiev Oblast, after learning that her 16-year-old daughter had just survived a missile hit nearly 30 feet from their home. This is on Saturday. And her daughter was okay. Her son's bedroom was on fire. The apartment was wrecked, and you can see it in the video. And this woman who was trained as a musician, but she's not a professional musician, she looked around the living room where everything was wrecked, and you can see wreckage everywhere by a Russian missile. And the family is going to have to try to find some new quarters to live in Poland, but they do hope to come back. And they made a video because before they left and they, because of the conflict, they had to get out of town soon. They did a video that is extraordinarily moving of the mother sitting down at her piano and dusting off some of the rubble from the keyboard and sitting down and playing one last time. This has become a hugely viral video. It's gotten millions of views. It's linked at our website. You can see it and hear it for yourself. And what she played, and she's playing Chopin, a Polish composer, of course, and they're on their way to Poland. But what she played seemed very appropriate for the mix of emotions, the gratitude that her children were okay, and maybe a hope for better times and a better life. Listen. Important developments in missile defense, which is very appropriate for the time that we live in, and talking about that with Arthur Herman, who has been developing that, and Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal will be joining us. He has a new, completely novel, and maybe even just viable basis for some kind of at least ceasefire and maybe Russian withdrawal in Ukraine. We'll be speaking with Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal as well, and bring you the very latest. Our government is not shutting down. That is a good piece of news, because we can only hope for the best and for better times and for a joyous weekend. And yes, baseball is back in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.